Welcome to Route 31 Credit Union's business podcast, The Extra Mile. My name is Nick Green, and I'm the host of the podcast. And today I'm joined by Emily Prow from Crew Hair. Emily, thank you so much for taking the time, making the time. It's good that we finally got able to do this. So.
Yes, finally, right?
So tell us a little bit about Emily. Where did you grow up? How did you get into cosmetology? Bring us from like 10 years old and up.
Okay. I grew up in Muskegon, born and bred. I graduated from Orchard View High School over in East Muskegon, as I like to say.
East Muskegon.
Both of my parents are still strong. I was an only child. So I was a little spoiled.
I've never noticed.
Yeah.
Pretty good person.
Yes. So. Great family. Awesome parents. My dad retired from Cannon, Muskegon, and my mom retired from management of different places and bars or Lincoln Golf Course. So I grew up there. Booker Institute was where I graduated for cosmetology. And I took the course while I was in high school. So I got my cosmetology license before I even graduated, which was really awesome and helped. I was ready to start my career as soon as I got out of high school.
Was that through like a tech center?
It was. Okay. Yep. The career tech center. And I moved into focusing on men's grooming after I wanted to educate. Mm-hmm. And so I worked with American Crew, which is a leading men's industry.
Hair products.
Yeah, that's what education, I use. All mm-hmm. of that. And so I worked with them for a short time. And yeah.
Awesome. So did you always want to do cosmetology or did you go on like a tour of the tech center and you were just like, oh, that looks kind of fun?
I think I've always wanted to do cosmetology. I got in trouble when I was little doing my friend's hair. I did all the hair for cheerleading or sports or dances. It's always just been a passion of mine. I think I've always had it at my fingertips.
Nice.
Yeah. So the artistry, the creativity.
The passion was in.
The passion was in. Very Born cool. with it.
That's awesome. Did you ever do like the no bangs?
Yes, I did. My girlfriend says we are never going to that era again.
Nice. So you mentioned you worked with American Crew.
Yep.
So you spell Crew, C-R-U-E. It's Crew Hair. So they're right downtown Muskegon. Beautiful building. Cool vibes. I got a pool table. I think you got beer that you can serve to your clients, all that stuff.
Our clients bring in their beer if they want. We keep it in their fridge. We have some bottles of really good whiskey and bourbon that people bring in or give for gifts. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have guys that just come in on Friday and shoot a game of pool, even if they have a haircut or not.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how did that whole Crew Hair come about and why downtown Muskegon?
Motley Crew. Is where the Crew inspiration came from. Mm-hmm. My son is named Crew, so it's C-R-U-E.
Very cool.
His dad asked if we could put, you know, the asterisk on top of it, and I said no.
From Motley Crew.
From Motley Crew, yes. I think that now would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. Hindsight's 2020.
Yes. And I created it down. There was no space downtown Muskegon at that time that had a barbershop or something specifically based for men's grooming.
Yeah.
And I wanted a hub for men to feel comfortable asking for anything that they wanted in the grooming world.
Yeah.
Not in a catty women's salon. Yeah. You know, if they needed their eyebrows waxed or a nose wax or ears waxed. I just wanted a comfortable space for men to ask for that.
Yeah, I think that's important because, if we go into a salon, men already are like, oh, I have to go to a salon to get these services.
Yep, yeah.
So that's really cool that you offered a safe space for men to request their grooming needs as they see fit.
Yeah, we say no to, we say yes to everybody. You know, everybody, I want everybody to feel like they can take their shoes off and they're in their living room, comfortable.
Definitely. So you, branching off of that and making people feel comfortable, recently you did, I'm kind of going off topic a little bit, but I thought it was really cool. You did like a pop-up at Hot Rod Harley Davidson for hair cutting and it was like a explain that. It was a charity event, correct?
So no, I think we just kind of did a collab event. There's a new manager for Hot Rod, and Hot Rod wants to be more of a downtown friendly, right? And bring people in there. They just recently opened their bar down in the basement.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of just for my clients to see that they had the bar and then just to get some more people in there. Now, we will be doing events in the future. So we just kind of wanted to see what that was like. We brought our barber chairs and we cut for a few hours. We actually had people waiting before we even got there. So it was really awesome. And it included a drink.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
That's very cool. So with those ideas, you seem to me, which a little over a year we've known each other now, you have a pretty entrepreneurial spirit. Is that something that's developed, or is that something it kind of rode alongside the cosmetology as you're cutting bangs too short and doing hair for cheerleading?
Right. I'd like to think I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. My dad's work ethic and then my mom's management experience maybe had something to do with that. Neither one of them are owners or, you know, have ever owned a business. So I'm not quite sure where I got that. I'd like to think I was born with that too. I think right. that's something that's, you know, you either got it or you don't. It can be very difficult, but really just giving your client the best experience possible, you know, is really what coincides with that and working your ass off.
Yeah, for sure. Working your butt off is always good. So what were some major hurdles that you experienced over the years and how did you overcome them?
COVID for one.
Okay.
COVID was huge.
COVID was a big hurdle.
I had just opened that year. And so luckily I had taken a lot of business classes before I opened. And over the years, that building that I have now was not the first one that I tried to get my idea in.
Okay.
So I tried and failed and tried and failed. And I think that not saving, you know, keeping all of the money in the business is what helped me through that hurdle.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think I could have folded, you know, paying bills, even though nothing was open, even though we weren't open. It was a huge, huge, huge crush, I think, to the community, every community, you know, being closed. I think that was the biggest hurdle for me. And then being a woman in a male-dominated industry, I think that's a big hurdle. And it was especially in the first few years I opened, they would say, well, does she know how to cut hair? You know, I think a lot of men think barbershop is for, you know, men.
Yeah, it's men a place to go and talk and...
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that was kind of a hurdle for me.
Yeah.
To understand. So.
Now, do you think that's something that's kind of developed and gone away as your business progressed? Or do you think it's a more of a societal thing where it's kind of...
I think it's kind of gone away.
Yeah.
I think it was a societal thing for the longest time. And now it's starting to dissipate a little bit. I think your work shows for itself, right? And we have a great reputation in the community.
Yeah.
So, I think that was more of a societal thing back when.
Mm-hmm. So COVID, you started when COVID was just hitting, right?
Yeah. I bet I was open just about a year.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so
I opened in 2019, so it was 2020. So, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Right around then. I was just getting my feet on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were able to survive through that. I think that says a lot about your character and overcoming those obstacles. You kept the money in the business, stayed focused on what your mission and vision was to move through that.
Yeah.
And come out on the other side and be where you are today. I mean, you're almost 6 years in now.
6 years it was on April 1st.
April 1st.
You say mission and vision, and I think that is what keeps strong. You know, the most important thing in having your business or owning a business is your mission and vision, and you can't steer away from that.
100%.
Yeah.
And having a clear one of what you want to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So not wavering is the clarity in that is the biggest component.
Yeah.
You can have huge vision, and sometimes vision takes you off track.
It does. So, and too much, right? Yeah. So if you're not staying true to what that one vision was, then you move on to another one. In entrepreneurial spirits, we all have so many ideas, right? Like they are always running through our heads, I believe. Mm-hmm. But if you have to stay true to that one and get your business as strong as possible before you move on to the next.
So what is your mission for your crew here?
Like my 5-year or my...
Well, that's your... Like, what's your mission? Like,
my mission, my
you've
biggest...
Said it, you've hinted to it already, so I could probably put it together, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, my I would like to keep it open long enough for my son to be able to choose whether he wants the business or not.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd have to.
Well, the mission was to create a safe space for men to ask for their grooming.
Yep, for sure.
Needs and yep. wants.
And then just to create an unlike experience mm-hmm. for anybody that comes in. You know, we're like family. So, you know, having this place where people, you know, I mean, they pay $45 for my haircut, mm-hmm. you know, and in that 45 minutes to an hour, we enjoy each other. We listen to each other. I know about their family. They know about mine. A lot of my clients have been a client for over a decade.
Yeah.
You know, so they've seen me with Crew, my son, and they've seen me without.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's all about the experience. It's all about our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what businesses boil down to. It's not about transactions. It's about relationships.
Correct.
So it's good stuff. So vision. It sounds like you have a lot of clarity on your vision. So where do you see Crew 5 years from now? Or even 1 year, however distance you want to go?
Well, I think a big accomplishment for me was buying my building. So that was new. I wasn't quite ready yet. But the guy that built my building had put those up for sale. And I wanted to expand. And I do want to expand. So in the next 5 years, the Crew will be expanded into the unit next to us. I'd like to tear down part of that wall and create an even bigger experience. And I'm not sure exactly what that looks like. I would like to bring in more merchandise, as in men's clothing maybe. I don't know. I keep going back and forth about that, but just to open it up and have it a little bit bigger and some more space for the barbers, for the clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked a few times about it. And when you were in the process of, you know, seeking the credit union and going traditional ways of buying it, and then how it ever worked out was perfect for you. But I remember many phone calls where you're like, I don't know if I should do this. And I'm like, you have to do, I think you have a great vision and mission and you have an established business.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to do things, right?
Yep.
And that's one thing I appreciate about you. And you mentioned it earlier, like, even if you don't have it all figured out and you just go for it, like, a lot of times it's going to be okay.
It's
and you're
going
to learn as you go, and you can take business courses and you can take all these education classes, this, that, and the other thing. But if you don't just do it, you will never know.
You'll stay right there.
What's going to happen.
Yeah. So, that's huge. I mean, yeah. And that's something that I feel like you got or you don't, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people have great ideas, but do they do it? You know, do they take that step? And the worst thing that's going to happen is you'll fail.
Yeah.
But as long as you know that you can get back up and get back into it or start over, you know, with a fresher vision and know that that's okay. I think COVID really helped me with realizing if I fail, it's going to be okay.
You learn so much.
You
learn way more when you lose a business or a football game or whatever you do in life that's competing and or life in general. When you fail, you often learn far more than you would.
You absolutely do. And
by
I have
any other measure.
Yeah.
That's really great. So all this being said, what's been your biggest accomplishment? I mean, it sounds like overcoming COVID is a huge accomplishment by itself. But if there was one or two things that you would say, these were my biggest accomplishments in my business.
I mean, I really think making it a year, making it another year is always is my biggest accomplishment for that year. I think for me personally, a big accomplishment is learning how to coach better. I think that it's the hardest part about owning and managing for me is the people, is managing people, and learning that everybody's love language is different, or everybody's, you know, they appreciate things differently. You know, how I talk or how I show appreciation to one barber or one stylist or employee is going to be completely different than the next. And so my biggest accomplishment is really learning how to dig deep with each individual employee, and all of us making it together as a team another year. You know, and then my second biggest accomplishment would be obviously purchasing my commercial property.
Yeah.
It's huge.
That is huge.
And it took me almost 6 years to do it. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, and it's not something that was easy or something that I thought that I would be doing, you know, but here I am.
Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking in the business world, you know, a lot of businesses really, that 3 year mark is kind of telling.
Yeah.
If it's going to go somewhere, or if they're going to end up in whitewater and have to restructure entirely. And the fact that you made it through after your first year, one of the toughest times you've experienced, I think what you do and how you think about business will continue to push you forward. And I think you'll do just fine.
Thank you.
So as a barber, we talked about kind of the, I remember my dad taking me when I was a kid, and I had a barber really mess my hair up one time, but like I always enjoyed the conversation. So I really haven't been to a, like an actual like, walk in, man on man, old school, smells like rubbing alcohol barbershop since I was probably like 8 because this dude cut my hair so bad. And then I started dating a girl in high school, and I've just kind of always had women cut my hair since then.
Yeah.
So you, phenomenal at cutting men's hair always, you included.
Thank you.
Sometimes you're not licensed. You said something, you know, they share a lot of stuff. So what is the wildest request you've ever had from a client?
Oh, from a client.
PG related.
I think the wildest thing was a full head and face wax. I just find that to be awful. Like, ow. Why would you want that?
Like, were they already balding? And they
were already balding, yes. And I just, you see the horror videos, you know, of other barbershops. And I just, ow.
Yeah.
You know.
So you did it.
No, we didn't.
Oh, you didn't do it.
We didn't.
Okay.
We didn't do it. I didn't do it. I've done back waxes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, you know, menzillion waxes are becoming a thing. It's aerodynamic for swimmers and just athletes in general. So who knows what the crew may have in the future. But
as you expand.
There really hasn't been too many wild, wild requests. I'm pretty easygoing when it comes to things. So things don't really surprise me that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So blue hair, green hair.
Yeah, that's all normal. Easy.
Easy stuff.
Yeah, gotcha. For sure.
Do you also cut women's hair at the crew?
Yes, we do. Yep, we have a full color line. And, you know, that was one thing that I realized when I first opened. I thought that I just wanted to stick with men's grooming. And then I, over years, kind of missed my women, kind of missed the creativity of that. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, we really don't say no to anybody. Now, I do have just barbers who do just shorter hairstyles, you know, your straight razor head shaves, your face shaves, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. But personally, I missed it. And I didn't want anybody to feel like they couldn't be at the crew.
Yeah. Who's your team? Your front desk guy, Silas.
Silas has been so awesome, isn't he? Yeah, he's amazing. Great.
Super friendly.
He is, and he's just Silas.
Yeah,
you know, he's so smart, and he brings everyone at the crew. We're all different. Every single one of us, which makes the crew even cooler because we can all just have fun and get along all day. So Silas has been with me for 4 years. I have Ross, who's at almost 6 with me. He started with me almost at the beginning, who's had major, major growth as well.
Yeah.
He's my main guy. I remember at a time it was just him and I. So it's really cool to see how much growth we've had. And, you know, working really well together, and being able to communicate really well is hard to find. And him and I have that going on. So I have Naomi, everyone's been there at least 2 years at this point. Mm-hmm. So while Alyssa's been there a little over a year, but she works Wednesdays and Saturdays, and she works at another barbershop in Grand Rapids. So she has clients that come to both. And then Greg, he is grown as well, tremendously. He started off pretty quiet, and now he says everybody's name and remembers, you know, who is who, and just everyone's involved. And that's the best thing about the crew, is that we work as a team. You know, we grow together. We ask each other questions. You know, if they're confused on a haircut or need help blending out a line, or we all help. You know, and our ego is set aside, and we make it the best for the client.
Yeah, that's culture is important. How long has Naomi been there now? Naomi, 2 years, right?
She's been there 2 years. Okay. Almost three. Yeah. Yep.
And she does women's and men's?
She does, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alyssa does too. Neither one of them do color, but they do cut women's hair.
Yeah, culture's huge, and you can feel it when you go in there. There's a certain energy in your barbershop. It's not like tension. It's like facilitating a good welcoming environment.
And, yes, we, you know, work
some close. Some clients come in and they just sit and they're quiet, and then some are like me and they just keep talking forever. But
yeah, everybody is different, you know, and that's the thing, is we work so close together. So a huge thing for me is there's like a zero drama, zero chirping policy. We just don't have time for it. You know, it's not something that is good for a workplace. I always thought an open door policy was good, but That can weigh in different ways, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people can take that as a, let's talk about somebody else for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like, let's just get right to the point and let's figure it out and let's move through it.
Yep.
You know, so those things are important too.
That's huge. So downtown Muskegon, any plans to expand outside of Muskegon area?
So before COVID, I was looking in Ludington. And looking more north, but as of now, no. We go back to that vision thing, and for me to set aside, another barbershop and taking the time to do that doesn't sound appealing to me right now. Mm-hmm. Crew 6, my son, and he's in sports and a whole bunch of other things. Now, if Ross or somebody had said, hey, I want to expand, I would be open to, you know, helping with that and getting them going. And because I think the crew is great. I think the crew could franchise, you know, with what it stands for. Because everything is black and white at the shop. You know, I have expectations of everyone, and it makes it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a great space there. And as you think about your vision of expansion into the next unit over, I think whatever you do will be good for not only crew hair, but also the community.
Thank you.
That's part of it. You mentioned, you know, crews and sports and et cetera. And once you have that community around you and you build that little tribe, it's hard to waver from that. You feel like you have roots and a foundation.
For sure. So, yep.
Going back to Motley Crue, if you had a theme song for the crew hair, what would it be?
Honestly, Looks That Kill by Motley Crue. Yeah. Shout at the Devil, 1983.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think so. I love that song, and it Looks That Kill. So when we first opened, all of our services were named after Motley Crue songs.
That's amazing.
It is. And Looks That Kill was the main one. So that was your hair and beard combo.
Yeah.
And I think that everybody that walks out of the crew has Looks That Kill. Yeah. You know, we just want you to show that haircut a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Yep.
That's amazing. So why the change on the Motley Crue songs? I really like that.
We just started to expand our services.
Oh,
and so it just kind of got
matching up.
It would just get too much. And, you know, and a lot of it was confusing for some clients. Like,
oh, for
even
sure.
Now they don't read you know, the description.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to make it easy. But there's still a chalkboard that I used to have an artist come in every, once a month and change up. And you can still see some of those old, like the old Looks That Kill, the Wild Side.
That's really cool.
Services on there. Yeah, it was really cool.
It's unique. Maybe you could bring it back in a different
Light.
A different way.
Yeah,
in different,
for sure.
Different. Attach it to the expansion somehow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good drinks or maybe men's clothing or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, that's all I have for you today. Again, thank you so much. I know this is a long time coming. So great to talk to you. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks.